Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. In this week's program, we're going to learn about how one company is using a new mobile technology to help drive their business. But before we get there, let me thank our sponsor for the Zimcast, which is GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong. In this week's program, I'm going to have a conversation with Daniel Ori and Jim Reese. They are with Precision Laboratories and got my attention when they sent me an iPod Touch that was preloaded with their mixed tank app. We're going to talk about that in our conversation. And I guess, first of all, guys, if you would, introduce yourselves. Tell us what you do for the company.
Well, my name is Dan Ori, and I'm the marketing specialist for Precision Laboratories. What I do is I work with the three business unit managers here, and our three business units consist of agricultural chemistries, seed enhancement, and foliar nutrition, and turf grass and ornamentals. My role as marketing specialist is working with those business unit managers, developing a comprehensive marketing plan that is cohesive with the company's growth map, as well as everything related to branding and messaging and communication for the company itself. In that role includes working on all of the different activities to meet our company objectives and help exceed those as well, and working on projects such as the mixed tank app and other technology-based activities that we do.
Yeah, I'm Jim Reese. I'm the Vice President of the Agricultural Chemistries Business Unit. My primary focus is developing innovative adjuvant technologies and agronomic solutions for our distribution channel, mm-hmm. ag retailers.
Well, I'll let whoever would like to respond here. We're just going to carry on a little bit of a conversation. And the first thing, I guess, is to learn a little bit more about Precision Laboratories, especially in the ag area, because I know that you also are in turf grass too. But just tell us a little bit about the types of products and services that you offer, first of all.
Well, really, in agriculture, we have not only adjuvant technologies, but also seed enhancements and foliar nutritions. Actually, seed enhancements and foliar nutrition fall under a different business unit, but still service the same customer base that the ag chemistry business unit does. We are a privately held company. We're 49 years old. We're really focused on helping customers, maximize their resources and raise the best crop possible, whether it's row crops or in professional turf grass.
So when you talk about just the crops for a minute, I mean, really, you're working with pretty much the full range of anything from, say, vegetables, specialty crop areas, as well as into some of our major row crops like corn and soybeans, right?
That's correct.
Well, as you look at where we're at, and one of the things I just want to bring up right away, Precision Laboratories, that word precision, because we do focus a lot on this thing we call precision agriculture today. It's not a new thing, but I think there still is a lot of growth in the adoption of it. But Precision Laboratories has been around before we probably even thought of it in terms of what precision means today. Would that be fair to say?
Well, absolutely. We've been around 49 years now, but from the very beginning, Rick Wallner owns a business. Rick's father actually founded the business with another partner. They were always focused on developing best-of-class adjuvant technologies in the beginning, and of course that's now expanded into seed enhancements and foliar nutrition as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, we like to focus on what's new, and I think that's where we might want to go next here, because what really brought you to my attention was the receiving in the mail a nice iPod Touch preloaded with the Mixed Tank app. And I just thought that is probably one of the best ways to get somebody's a journalist's attention that I've seen in a while. And we really appreciate that, by the way. Also, just interesting anecdote, heading down to Commodity Classic recently, met both of you all on a plane. You were going another direction, but I just kind of heard in the background you mentioned, and we had just received this device before we left, and so it was great to get to meet you personally there on the plane, brief as it was. But let's talk about that. You've now got an app. It's built for the iPhone, which of course allows it to work on an iPod Touch as well as an iPad. Tell us a little bit about this and kind of how you came to the decision that this was a mechanism you wanted to use, a resource for your customers.
Oh gosh, Chuck, every spring, and it's been increasing significantly, maybe the last 3 or 4 years, every spring I get calls, and it usually starts out something like, this isn't your problem, but, and it's either an ag retailer or a grower on the end who has, followed just randomly put products together in the tank, assuming they would mix, and now they've got an incompatibility problem. Could take the form of cottage cheese or caulking. Something's plugging up their sprayer, and now they're trying to find ways to fix their problem. And with the trends, the big trend in the business where we're going to be doing more and more tank mixing to find ways to resolve or manage our glyphosate-resistant weed issues, you see this as something that we saw this as an issue that was just going to come up more and more. And rather than try to, resolve it forensically, try to figure out what they'd done and what they could do next time not to cause it, we thought it would really serve the ag community better if we could build an app that would be easy to use so the customers could really determine what they should be doing or how they should be mixing products in the right sequence so that they can avoid all the pain that goes with plugging up a sprayer. And quite truthfully, it's not only the pain, but it's a huge expense. It's not usually when you plug a sprayer up like this, you could easily lose a day trying to clean it out. And it's significant. If you think about it, if I could cover 400 acres in a day spraying and I don't get to spray those 400 acres today, it's not necessarily the downtime from today that comes back to haunt me. It's the fact that I didn't get these 400 acres sprayed, and now it's rained, and I'm rained out of the field for maybe 3-4 days. And if you look at some of the research data that Brian Young at Southern Illinois University has generated, Brian's general rule is that for every inch weeds grow in soybeans, you lose about a bushel of yield. So if you're rained out for 4 or 5 days because you spent one day trying to clean out your sprayer, and now you're just caught behind the weather, and weeds grow 4 or 5 inches, not hard to believe that can happen in May, you could easily lose 2-3 bushels. But even if it's just 2 bushels of soybean yield at $12, gosh, that's 12 times 2 is $24 an acre of profitability on 400 acres. It turns out to be $9,600 that you lost just from plugging your sprayer. We'd really like to help customers avoid that, the pain of that, both the physical pain of cleaning out the sprayer and the financial pain of losing so much money off their bottom line from just an error in mixing sequence.
Well, I have, had the opportunity to click through and look at the app. There's some of the first comments that came to my mind was it looks like what I would call the user interface is very intuitive. I can just click on what I want, the products that I want to mix. It creates a mixing order guide that I can save so that, let's say this is one I know I'm going to use over and over, I don't have to go back through that process. And really, one of the things that really caught my eye was built-in functionality with Facebook and Twitter, and email, for that matter, to contact you for, say, you've got a question, but to be able to share this so that if you've created a custom mix that you think others would like to have, you can make it available through social networking. And, not everybody's going to do that, but there's a growing number of farmers who are. So you built in some very interesting features to this that I don't see on other apps, and And there are a growing number of them in the ag area finally here.
I'll have to give Dan credit for the foresight in a lot of that. He really gets this kind of stuff. I'm more of the technical piece of behind the scenes, but Dan really gets the, how to build these things and what the functionality should be. So he's made great contributions to this project.
Well, to me, it's just kind of a sign of how thorough things are thought through at Precision Laboratories. And, I'm just getting to know you all, but this is a very public face for your company in a very useful application, which, as I think you might have said earlier, this really is for all types of growers here. This isn't something that is just specific to using a Precision Laboratories product. I mean, you're really have created a tool that has a wide application of use throughout the industry. And really, I think that's what makes for a successful app. Maybe it would be good to ask, have you had, what kind of feedback have you had so far from growers, customers, retailers, and others?
Well, actually, I spent a lot of time this winter traveling and visiting with dealer groups, retailers specifically, and the reaction we've gotten is phenomenal. People are extremely excited about this. Actually, I was with some GrowMark people, GrowMark FS people in, I was in Geneva, New York yesterday, and they were really excited about this. It was 2 weeks ago, I was in Michigan with a company by the name of Star of the West Milling. They thought it was great. They want to make sure that they've got it on their phone so that, or have access to it so that they can share, share it with their customers. They really envisioned being able to use the share features a lot so that they could put together a recipe for their customer and then, or for their grower customers who are applying their own product, and then email it to them so that they were sure that the right mixing sequence would be followed each and every time. There's been a lot of excitement wherever I've gone customers thinking about ways they could use it with their growers.
Well, we mentioned that this is built for the iPhone platform, their iOS, their operating system. But as I understand it, you're developing a website version of this that basically any phone with a browser will be able to go to and still be able to access this type of functionality. So it will not be one platform dependent, let's put it that way.
Yes, we're in the process right now of building a web-based app for the MixTank app, and it'll be, what's nice about it is it'll be usable on any computer, desktop or laptop with obviously an internet connection, or other smartphones. So it will move beyond the platform specific of the iPhone, although most of the key functionality will still remain in the iPhone app, but the core functionality, which is determining the proper mixing sequence, will be available through the web-based app.
Well, and I also want to mention that, kind of like, I guess, simultaneously with the development of this, you put together a series of videos that are on YouTube to provide tips and ideas along this on the same topic, and those, besides being able to find them on your website or in YouTube, are also built right into your app as well.
Yeah, when we decided to move forward with this project, we wanted to make sure that the video feed that we have through our YouTube page would automatically get added within the app at any time a video was added. So we worked with the developer to build in a YouTube API, which basically gives us on the fly any videos we produce from here on out, we can add them to our YouTube page and they'll automatically be pulled into the app in the video section.
Mm-hmm. From my look at it so far, it really is a well-rounded application. Of course, just like websites, we know that they're always a work in progress, so I'm sure that things will be updated. And speaking of updating, one thing that I thought was interesting is that if there is a product not in the app that you are intending to use, a simple phone call will to you all or contact will you can get that added into the app if needed, right?
Yes, that was one of the other features that we were pertinent about, because there are so many crop protection products out there, some that are not still manufactured but are still in warehouses and being used, and some we just aren't aware of. And so right, specifically built into the app through the feedback form, a user can simply fill it out, add the product name and any other details they'd like to share, send an email, we'll get that, and we'll, you know, within 72 hours, we'll have that added to the app. Beyond that, they could also call our customer service here, and then the phone call will get forwarded to either Jim or myself, and we'll add that in on the fly pretty much, and right then and there, you'll be able to access the new crop protection product that was missing from the application.
Let's point people to where they can get the app, and I know that if we just go to your website, which is precisionlab.com, there's a link right there on the homepage, but you can go to the iTunes App Store, search for it. So, you know, very easy ways to find and get it. And, of course, if anybody is familiar with using apps in their phone, they're going to know what all that means. But I would say just go to precisionlab.com, right?
Yes, right there we have a link on the homepage, and if you're on your computer and you have iTunes installed, it'll launch iTunes. If not, it'll take you to the online iTunes store, and you'll be able to get more information from there, and you'll be able to download it.
All right. Anything else about the application we didn't touch on, or just about Precision Labs that you would like people to know that we haven't touched on?
Absolutely. So using the app, we wanted to make it as easy and friendly as possible. So on the home screen of the app, users are able to select between herbicides, fungicides, insecticides, adjuvants, and foliar nutrition products. And currently our database has over 700 crop protection products in it. And as we mentioned earlier, that can be expanded at any moment without having to update the app. Through the iTunes Store, it'll update the database within the app itself. Selecting the order is pretty straightforward. You can use the search function within each category to specifically look for the crop protection product you are looking for, or you can use the alphabetical scroll on the right-hand column. Once your crops are selected, you'll see an indicator showing you've selected X out of however many products can be selected in each category. The other nice thing about that is we can increase that number as well through our database service without having to update the app. So when we launched the app, originally there were up to four herbicides you could select. Jim came to me and said, "Dan, we got to change this to six. I think six is a good number." We went in and made that change. No problem, piece of cake, and users are now able to select up to six. After everything is selected, you simply press the Get Mixing Order button, and you are given a cautionary statement to go over some best practices to ensure a proper mixing sequence, and then hit Continue, and there you go. The mixing order appears right there on your iPhone or iPod Touch or iPad, and what's really nice about at this point in time is you not only have the mixing order, and it shows you the name of the product and what category it was from, but you're also given the ability to name the mixing order. So if you're at a certain location, you're on a certain farm, you can name it, you can put a timestamp on it, and then you can save it. Once it's saved, you can share it. So an agronomist could recommend a program to other employees at the company and email that out, and they could access that from their email on any smartphone or computer. Additionally, that could be shared through social networks, Twitter, and Facebook. So that's really the core functionality of the app. And beyond that, the purpose of it is really to help reduce compatibility problems and stop the problem before it starts, and save retailers and growers money in those situations to avoid mixing problems. This will help decrease in lost spraying time and help maximize profits. But most importantly, it's a convenient single source location to find the proper mixing order. At this time, and you know, Chuck, I'd urge you to even try it. You cannot find on the internet one location to find the correct mixing order. It's simply not there. And so that was really our main intention of this, is to stop the problem before it starts, making it in a convenient single source location to get all of this information.
If I could add on to that too, Dan, quite truthfully, there's a lot of the mixing instructions that you see on basic pesticide manufacturer labels today are very archaic. They don't really address all the innovations and formulations that have been added to the market. For example, unless you're making a suspension concentrate, which SCs tend to replace a lot of the old EC formulations, unless you're the manufacturer of an SC formulation, you may not even address the mixing sequence of an SC on your label. And a bigger issue is that if you were trying to figure this out on your own, many pesticide labels today don't even state what formulation their product is. So even if you understood the basic sequence of mixing, quite truthfully, you wouldn't even know what the formulation of the product is that you're trying to mix anyway. So you couldn't even apply the rules to it. So with our app, we've made that all simple by doing the work and determining what the formulation, all these formulations are, and then building an app that sorts everything in the proper sequence.
I think that pretty well explains what the user is going to find when they come to the app. Of course, they have to get that, and we're going to encourage them to do so. And I guess at this point, if you just a final thought as you look ahead. I mean, I know you've just released this and getting it out there, but you know, anything you might want to make a comment of as we look to the future from Precision Laboratories.
By traveling around, we've gotten some great feedback from customers about how they not only can use the existing version, but additional features they'd like to see built into it over time. And by using customer feedback, I think we've got a pretty good look to next versions of the app that will have additional functionality, really, I think, that will enable not only great mixing procedures and processes, but potentially aid in record keeping as well.
Yeah, we'd love to encourage as much feedback as possible on this, because ultimately what's going to make it most useful is what users think. And so beyond the core functionality of the proper mixing sequence, our upcoming versions that we've already started to, as Jim mentioned, make a roadmap of, are going to include a lot of those features, and feedback will definitely help guide that and make the app even more valuable to the user based on their input.
You know, I think it's going to quickly become not our app, Danny, but the customer's app.
That's the way you need to look at it, is, and it's so often not done in the website development world, of which this ties right into, and that's, you know, what is the user experience like? And I just remember early on in my career getting into this web world we're in, that point being brought home by somebody that I was consulting with, that, you know, this isn't about just what we think the customer or the user or the visitor wants or needs. It's what they want or need. And so I think that's great, and we will encourage all the feedback we can get. I want to thank you guys. I really enjoyed talking with Jim and Dan and learning more about their company, as well as how they've decided to use this new mobile technology to help drive their business. That's the Zimcast for this week. And to end it, I'm going to leave you with some music from Music Alley. And since it is now springtime, this is a song called Spring Break by Maceo. I hope you enjoy it, and thank you for listening. Yeah.
road outside, and the wind is blowing. A memory keeps me warm. Vacation, I am going. You're right, I'm wrong. Anything you see, I'm sorry. Cause I've got spring break on my mind. Looking for an extra day in May with April skies. Talk to Gemini today. He said the twins were in. Said I want to go out and play and participate in harmless sin. Yeah, well, you're right. Extra day in May with April skies. Sometimes in the dead of winter, everything seems like disaster, yeah, yeah. I can hear your voice and hear you leaving faster, faster, yeah, yeah, faster.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.